neighborhood who was an artist saw him a little while ago, and he came back. He's like, "I really want to learn Bas-Ayin." I said, "Okay." I said, "I haven't learned a lot of Bas-Ayin, but it's a Heilige Sefer." So, anyways, I saw him on Shabbos, and we're zochah to learn some Bas-Ayin. So, I want to share this piece with you. It's a beautiful piece. It's very yesodistic. It's very halacha lemaisa, very avodas Hashem based. Okay, so the Bas-Ayin, the holy Bas-Ayin, starts off with a simple question, which we know the simple answer to. Ve'eila shamos b'nei Yisrael. Why is it ve'eila? What's the vav? Hinei l'chora vav hanosefes b'milas ve'eila hu miyusar. It shouldn't say eila. And he says, especially since it's a haschalas ha-sefer, right? Meaning if I'm starting a new book, I don't start the book and. And what? What are you continuing? So chavar, everyone knows the simple answer. You're continuing the book of Bereishis. Right? Ve'eila dafka highlights the fact that Sefer Shemos, which is called by Chazal Sefer Sheni, is part two of Bereishis. But the Rebbe obviously wants to understand something deeper here. The Bas-Ayin wants to understand something more. So he's curious, what's the inyan of the Vav of Ve'ela? Okay, that's his question. V'yadua ma'amar mzal, we know from the writings of the Heilig Ari, that Ve'ela is Gematria Membeis. L'rameis sh'shem Membeis yared im Yaakov l'mitzrayim. What is the Shem Membeis? What is that? Where does one look that up? The Shem Membeis? The Shem Membeis, no? No knows? The Shem Membeis is the letters, the 42 words of Anu B'Koach. Right? The Rashi Tevos of Anu B'Koach. That's why in your Siddur by Kabbalah Shabbos, after Anu B'Koach, it has at the end of each line, right? Anu B'Koach, Gedula, Shemin, Chatati, Tzura, Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Yud, Tav, Tzadi. At the end of each line, it goes through. Right? That's the Shem Membeis. Okay, the Shem Membeis went down with the Jews to Mitzrayim. Right? So, I love what the Bas-Ayin writes in this next line. I think, I never realized, this is a very good Nusach. Okay, for those who want to understand Pnimiyas HaTorah and share with others Pnimiyas HaTorah, this next line is extremely important. He writes, "V'hinei be'emes l'gedoli Yisrael sheyodim razin d'oraisa." So for big tzaddikim who understand secrets of Torah, "V'vadai zehu Torah gedola lahem b'razin d'oraisa." So what's the inyan? The Shem Membeis went down to Mitzrayim. So for big tzaddikim, it's some deep mysterious inyan. Right? It's a big sod. Shem Membeis, Anu B'Koach. It's a deep tefillah. It's a deep secret arranged according to the 42 letter name of Hashem. But the Rebbe says, the Bas-Ayin says, "Aval haTorah hu mora derech l'chol ish ka'archo, eich yavod Hashem." But we have to remind ourselves that more simple than all of that is the fact that the Torah is a book of Horah. It's a mora derech. It guides us how to serve Hashem. L'chein tzrichem anachnu leidu lahavin haderech shemora usanu haTorah kadosha b'zeh sheshem mein beiz yored im Yaakov l'mitzrayim. So we need to ask ourselves, halacha lemaisa, which is a gavaldi. You hear I'm getting so excited about this? It means that sometimes you hear a deep idea, and you're like, oh, this is like sod. I'm not a makubal. Like, this is not for me. What the Bas-Ayin is saying is that there's a level of pshat even within sod. Without even understanding what Shem Membeis is, and what it means, and how it works, there's something simple that we can take from it, on the most pshat level, that we can apply to our avodas Hashem. I think that's a very important thing, because again, sometimes people, when they come across a deeper concept, their brain shuts off because they're like, I'm not shaykh to that concept. There's a pshat of sod, and there's a sod of sod. Okay, so what is the Shem Membeis going down with Yaakov and his family to Mitzrayim mean to us, b'derech avoda? That's a very kedai question to try to answer. U'lahavin kol zeh gam lahavin inyan chiyuv hamitzvah shel zechiras yesiyas Mitzrayim b'chol yom. So we need to understand this inyan, and we need to understand why we're so obsessed with Mitzrayim. Why is a Jew always thinking about Mitzrayim? Right? We learned last week how, in a certain sense, the Jew is habayim lashon hove. We're always coming back to Mitzrayim. Every single day of our life, we're interacting with Mitzrayim. We're remembering Mitzrayim. What's the pshat? Hinei ikar avodas ha'adam hu hamelchama lihilachim b'chol yom im hayetzahara shenikra paro orif. The avoda of a Jew every single day is to what? Is to wage war against his Yetzirah. And the Yetzirah, right, is manifest as Paro. Paro is the Yetzirah. give you Paro as the Yetzirah. Paro backwards is the letters Ha'oref, the back of the neck, the Achorayim, right? The opposite of Das, as we'll see a little bit in this piece, but as the Sfarim talk about. But again, on the most simple level, what does it mean, the back of the neck? The back of the neck means you turn your back on something. Moshe and Aaron say, we're going to teach you that there's someone called Hashem. Who is this Hashem that you talk about? Paro turns his back and says, get out of here. I'm not interested in hearing about this Jewish God. It doesn't mean anything to me. So turning your neck to someone, turning your back on someone, right, the antithesis of Moshe Rabbeinu, who is Das, Kabbalistically, Moshe is the inyan of the Svira, the idea of Das, right? He's the positivity of Das. A Malik is the anti-Das. Paro in the Svarim is the anti-Das. That's why Paro is the back of the neck, and Moshe is the one who's what? Who's panim el panim with Hashem. He's pe el pe. He's face to face. That's yichud. That's iskashrus. Paro is the Yetzihara. The Yetzihara tries to get us to turn our back on Hashem. Again, obviously it's an oversimplification of this inyan of ha'oref, but it certainly makes the point. And on a practical level, our job is to try to face Hashem. Shivisi Hashem lenegdi tamen. I want to face Hashem. And the Yetzihara, this Paro manifestation of Yetzihara, masio letaivos gashmios hevle olam hazeh. It brings me to all sorts of taiva, and it brings me to all sorts of silliness of olam hazeh. V'zeu inyan galus mitzrayim. This is the whole inyan of galus mitzrayim, and it's very much mekusher to the inyan of shovavim, feeling lo aleinu chas v'shalom. A person sometimes feels trapped in gashmius, trapped in artzius, trapped in taiva, trapped in arayos, trapped in erva sa'aretz. Right? That's what mitzrayim is—a meitzar. It's a mamish, a feeling I don't know how to get out of this. And this, of course, is the battle of a lifetime. Vitzarich. So now says the Bas Ayin, there are three techniques. There are three tools that we have to wage war, to wage this battle against Yitzhara. Vitzarich ha'ish ha'Yisraeli la'mochama zu shlosh advarim. To wage battle, you need three things. What do you need to fight the Yitzhara? First thing you need, gracious, hu bechinas Torah. If you don't have Torah, then you can't even get started, right? Barasi Yetzihara, Barasi Torah Tavlin. The ultimate antidote, the medicine against the Yetzihara is Torah. If you're not learning Torah, you will not be a person who is in control of his paro, of his Yetzihara. It's simply impossible. That's just a mitzius. It's such an important. It's like you're wondering, like what's the chiddush? Like, right? You're saying to me, like Moshe Tzvi, what are you emphasizing here? I'll tell you what I'm emphasizing here. If you don't learn Torah every day, you will not have a chance at fighting your Yetzirah. You have to be Koveya Itim LaTorah. Lilmod Torah Tamid. You have to learn Torah every day. Whether it's a lot or a little bit, if you don't learn Torah, you'll very quickly slip away from a life of authentic Yiddishkeit. Again, it sounds obvious, but it's also really true. We see that when we learn Torah, our Yetzirah is weakened by it. Beis hu bechinas anava. Very often our taivas are a response to our gaiva. And this is obviously one of the major themes. Anyone who's learned the Sefer Bas Ayin before, the Halakha Bas Ayin talks a lot about the inyan of anava. Right? A person needs humility. Again, if Paro, I'll say it like this, if Paro is anti-das, if Tzrayim is anti-das, and I told you Moshe Rabbeinu is the das of Kedusha, so Moshe Rabbeinu is humility. So humility has to certainly be part of the sugya. Right? Moshe kibol Torah mi Sinai. Moshe got the Torah because he was humble like Har Sinai. So you need to be humble. You have to recognize, be honest about your own lowliness, the parts of yourself that need tikkun, that need fixing. Acknowledge how much am I already so busy with Hevel Avalim? How much am I so busy with Taivas Gashmius? How much am I so already sunken into a life of physicality, of superficiality? And I have to have the humility to at least realize that I'm not where I need to be. That my priorities are not, certainly not always where they need to be. V'yel libo nishwar v'kirbo, till a point of a person comes to a holy shvira salev. Again, we've learned many times in the past, that's not the same thing as chas v'shalom depression, mara shchora, but a holy brokenheartedness that spurs growth. U'v'zeh yashvil ha'yetzahara v'yatish kocho, and in this way, you're able to subdue your yetzahara. And you're able to what? You're able to weaken its strength. Okay, so you need Torah and you need humility. What else do you need? Shiyavakish rachamim mibal harachamim shirachim alav V'yitin lo koach la'amod neged yetzahara b'chinas paro. You also need to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for help. The Gemara says in Sukkah and Daf Nun Beis, right? Without HaKadosh Baruch Hu's help, it's impossible for a person to defeat the Yetzirah. So you have to ask. Right? Don't be embarrassed. Don't say, Hashem, you gave me the tools to fight. I have to fight the battle on my own. You have to ask Hashem. Hashem, it's hard for me. It's hard for me to make the right choices. And therefore, I'm going to ask Hashem, please, give me the ability to save myself. Okay? By the way, what's the bracha that we say every day right before we begin our Shmona Esrei? Right, we say Ga'al Yisrael. We say Ga'al Yisrael. What's the gematria of Ga'al Yisrael? I think about this when I sometimes say that bracha. What's the gematria of Ga'al Yisrael? How much is Ga'al?
575.
What's 575? Yitzhara. So part of the freeing of a Jew, right? It's the Zel Umazev Yetzara. Again, if I want to celebrate Ga'al Yisrael, which is, again, I'm just, what am I saying right before I start Shmona Esrei? I'm recounting how HaKadosh Baruch Hu helped us to overcome the enemies, and Hashem is the truth of my existence, and the Torah is the truth, and Paro has no upper hand over me, right? So the Ga'al Yisrael, which again is in a sense the completion of the whole Birchas Kriyas Shema, Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. Again, there's a lot of things going on there, right? But the Ga'al Yisrael is being able to believe that I can free myself from the Yetzirah. So the Baal Zayin is giving us the techniques that we need to be able to achieve that, right? You need to have Torah, you need to have humility, and you need to daven. So he says a beautiful thing. Look at this, it's beautiful. He says, where are we? V'Hashem yashpilo v'yisgabra alav v'yetze me'agalus. Right, that Hashem will help us to conquer Yetzirah, to get out of Galus. Again, that's why Ga'al Yisrael is sort of the victory of Yetzirah. So ask Hashem for help. He'll take you out of Galus Mitzrayim, whatever your Mitzrayim is. Mitzrayim is a code word for all exile experiences. That's explicit in the Medrash. So these are the core principles to defeat Paro, to defeat Mitzrayim, to defeat the Yetzirah. So says the Baal Zayin, the Gevaldik Remez. He says, "V'hinei shlosha bechinos elu." These three aspects: Hainu, Yaakov, which is the aspect of Torah. Right? Ve'ela shmos bnei Yisrael habayim Mitzrayim ha'eis Yaakov. When you come to Mitzrayim, you have to come with Yaakov. What's Yaakov? Yaakov is ish tam u'yoshev olim. Yaakov is the Av who represents Torah. So you need Yaakov. You need Torah. What is Shem Membez? Without any Kabbalistic understanding of what Anu B'Kalach is, Pashut. What's the Shem Membez? Free me from my shackles. It's a bakasha. It's a mayor de tefillah. That's what Anu B'Kalach is. It's an amazing tefillah saying, Hashem, I need your help. So the Shem Membeis represents what? That siyata d'shmaya that a person needs. The tefillah, the third technique. The Shem Membeis is v'china siyata, siyata d'shmaya. V'china sanava, right. And then you also need anava. Yeah, fine. So you need Yaakov, you need Torah. You need the Shem Membeis. I don't know why I'm having such a hard time saying that. Shem Membeis. And you need humility. If you have Yaakov, which is Torah, if you have Membeis and you have anava, so then you can defeat Paro. So says the Baal Zayin, what's the gematria of Yaakov? Yaakov is 182. Membeis is 42. 182 plus 42 is 182 plus 42 is 223. No, I didn't do it. 182 plus 224. Right? Plus anava plus 131 is 355. It's gematria paro. So Yaakov plus Membeis plus anava. If you have Torah, if you have humility, and you have siyata d'shmaya, if you have the davening, the ve'ela is gematria Membeis, the Shem Membeis went with us to Mitzrayim. And Yaakov Avinu went with us to Mitzrayim. Right? And the Yerida to Mitzrayim is itself. That Yerida is humility. Humility always, like the Gemara says, water always drops to the lowest point. Because Torah is water, and Torah requires humility. So the whole introduction of the Yerida to Mitzrayim with Yaakov, Ve'ela, and the Shem Membeis, is what protects us from Paro. Meramis Shemispar Shal Shlosha Bechinos Hanal. Omid Negin Mispar Paro. These three are the antidote to Paro. Kizeu klal gadol. Shebechol davar shal klipa yesh negdo mispar bekedusha machniah klipa. Because anything in negativity has a corresponding number in holiness. Right? This is Koheles Perak Zayin. V'gam ezeh l'umah zeh osa lokim. Hashem creates an equation, a balance. So Yaakov, Membez, and Anava on the side of Kedusha against Paro on the side of Tova. V'gimel b'chinos hanal machniyim b'chinas Paro hu ha-yetzahara. Okay? Gevaldik so far. No? Nice Torah. Practical? Deep? Gevaldik. V'chol koach shel abeiz b'chinos hanal hichnis Yaakov l'mitzrayim l'yisrael. So these bechinos were brought with Yaakov, right, into Mitzrayim to protect the Jewish people. V'zeu shem membeiz yarad im Yaakov l'mitzrayim. Haynu shemelvad beiz bechinos hanal gam bechinos shem membeiz hichnis Yisrael liYisrael shebezeu yatzu m'Mitzrayim. So in other words, right, and I'll say it like this: the first word of Sefer Shemos is Ve'ela. So yes, you need all three. You need Yaakov Avinu, you need Torah, and you need the humility, you need the shiflus, right? But the first thing you need, more than anything, the thing you write at the top of the paper, right, before you start writing anything down, is Beis Samach Dalet, Siyata Deshmaya. So the very first thing is really the Bakasha, is the recognition that as I go back down into Mitzrayim, as we, you know, metaphorically speaking, read these parshas and try to re-experience the world of Mitzrayim, Ve'ela. It starts with Ve'ela. It starts with Ana B'Kal Chedula Simincha HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Without petitioning to you, there's zero chance I'll be able to make it through. Okay? But now he adds a little bit more. We're going to do the second piece as well, because it's a hemshech of this first piece. O Yomar, Azeh Inyan, perhaps we could say a little bit more, Dine Yadua Ma'amar Mzal. We know from the Pri Eitz Chaim, from the Likutei Torah, from the Kisrei Ari, Shebechinas das hayu begolus b'mitzrayim. Das, right? We spoke the other day about dibur being in galus. Das, the Sfarim say, found itself in galus in Mitzrayim. Now, what does that mean? What is das? Das means connection, right? V'yeda adam eschave ishto. Bereishis parak dalet. Das means chibur, means attachment. There was a disconnect in Mitzrayim. But again, the Bas Ayin says it in a beautiful way. So I always understood das, you know, das was in Galus Mitzrayim means the Jews lost their das. It's not exactly that. You know what's worse in a sense than losing your das? Knowing that you have das but not knowing how to use it. Right? Meaning it's one thing not to have something, It's another thing to, have something and not realize that you have something. It's one thing not to have ever, you know, known that you had a certain resource or a tool in your life. But it's another thing to have it and to not know what to do with it. In a certain sense, that's much worse, because when you realize what you had all along, you're going to be so frustrated, why didn't I ever use this, right? So that's like a Jew and the Torah, right? The Rambam says the Torah is like this most precious gift in the world, and it's munach b'keren zavis, it's sitting in the corner, and kol mi sheyirtze yavo v'yitol, right? Anyone who wants can take it. You can't take kahuna, you can't take malchus, but the keser Torah is available for everyone. So imagine a person goes all these years, and he has Torah, right? He has this gift that Hashem gave him as part of the Jewish people, but he never knew what to do with it. Never learned, never lived a life of Torah. I knew he was Jewish, but didn't mean anything to him. Then this person, for whatever reason, starts to explore his Yiddishkeit, and he starts to gain an appreciation of what it means to be a Jew, and he starts to learn Torah. Right? A local Chabad guy gets him, and he starts pulling him into shul, and they start learning a little Chumash, a little Tanya, and a little Gemara. And next thing you know, this guy's like, his mind is blown, and he's super into it, and he's begging the rabbi to learn with him. I gotta catch up. You know, he's like a Rabbi Akiva. And there's a certain, you know, obviously deep excitement and appreciation and so thankful that he discovered his Torah. But there's also a deep pain that a Baal Tshuva feels in recognizing that this was here all along, and how did I miss this? How did I not know about this? Someone from Eretz Yisrael told me recently that he was in touch with someone who just discovered Rav Moshe Weinberger's Shira. A guy who had like no Shaychus to Chassidus, he just discovered Rav Weinberger, and his mind is like blown. And he's like, where has this been my whole life? I met a guy on Friday. I spoke at TABC on Friday. I met a parent who came over to me after this year. And he also recently like discovered, you know, this type of Torah. And he's like, I can't, I don't know where to start. It's just like, where's this been? So on the one hand, he's so appreciative and thankful that he discovered it. On the same time, it's like, I had this was sitting on my shelf, or this was sitting like, you know, in the Beis Medrash all these years, and I never knew it was there. I never knew what to do with it. So why am I telling you all this? Because Das in Mitzrayim, it wasn't that they didn't have Das. They didn't know. They had this tool called Das. The family of Yaakov knew that they were people of Das. They just weren't sure how to actualize it. They weren't sure how to use it. That's very frustrating. If you have money that you know is yours, but for some reason your bank account is frozen and you can't access the money, right? That's a very painful feeling. And you can't pay, and you can't buy the things that you need to purchase, right? And for whatever reason there's a problem with your account and you can't get to your money, that's a really frustrating feeling. So in Mitzrayim, they had Das, but the Das was in Galus. The Jewish people are people of Das. They had Das. But their Das was what? Was somehow broken. Right? They had it, but they couldn't use it. Like a person who, again, who's held in captivity. He's in a state of exile. He's not able to do the things that he thinks he can do. He's not in a situation where he's able to use or actualize his potential. And that's so frustrating when he wants to. They had Das B'Shleimus. It's an interesting way to say it. It's not that they didn't have Das. They had complete Das, but it was in Galus. They couldn't use it. They couldn't actualize it. They couldn't do anything with it. So again, let's talk very practically. Very practically, what is the Iker Yediyah that a person needs to know in this world? Well, we say it all the time. V'yadata hayom, v'ashevosa elavecha, to take to heart. Ki Hashem hu Elokim, v'ashamayim ma'al v'aretz mitachas einod. The main thing is to know that there's a borei olam. The main thing to know is that this world is a pruzdor to the next world. She'ikar adas hu leida sh'olam haza hu kapruzdor lefnei atraktan. Pashut, a mishnah in Pirkei Avos. Again, pashut to say, hard to live. Right? The ikar das of a Jew in this world is simply to know that what? That this world is just a corridor. And a lot of people get lost, they get stuck in the corridor, and they never make it to the palace. The einza ikar, this world is not it. And our whole life is trying not to fall for the tricks of the Yetzirah, to think that what I see is reality. I want to make it to the palace. Not to trade away my whole life chasing temporary pleasures of this world. Like it says in Avos, a moment, an hour, right? An experience of Olam Haba is better than anything in this world. And that's just not all of your Olam Haza, that's all of Olam Haza. The way that Rav Dessler describes it. That's all of the pleasure that anyone ever got in this world. When you taste what Olam Haba is, we don't know what that is, but when we taste it, for a second we'll realize it's better than anything and everything combined that this world could possibly offer me. And to believe with absolute faith that Hashem will reward those who keep the mitzvahs and punish those who do not. And it's hard because even though so much of our experience in this world tells us the opposite, that the bad guys are the ones who are winning, we see the shalvas harishon. We see the vacation lifestyles of people who are not godly people. Right? And we see the yisurei hatzadikim. We see the struggles, right? The Olam Hazadika struggles of very fine, good, righteous people. Mikol makom yamin b'emunah shleima. We have to remind ourselves time and again that this world is not it. Sheshalvas ha-rasham u'kedei la'ashmidam adead. That the rasham are getting a little bit of enjoyment in this world to be utterly decimated in the next world. And the suffering of the tzaddikim is laharbos scharin b'olam habas, to increase their schar in the world to come. And he says so beautifully, he says, v'zeu b'chinas eheyeh asher eheyeh. When Moshe Rabbeinu says to Hashem, and I have a new understanding of it based on this piece, even though he doesn't spell it out this way, but I think we'll have a new understanding. Moshe says, Hashem, what's your name? What's Moshe Rabbeinu asking? What's Moshe Rabbeinu asking? Right? Moshe Rabbeinu says, what's your name, Hashem? What should I tell the Jews? Tell the Jewish people, Eka Asher Eka. I'll be what I will be. What's Moshe asking? Moshe's saying on behalf of a frustrated Jew, you know, Hashem, I don't get you. You took care of Avraham. You saved him from a burning furnace. You provided for him through 10 nisyonos. He showed his faith to you. He proved his loyalty to you. And you took care of him, and he took care of you. And then you had Yitzchak, and then you had Yaakov. And now all of a sudden, this family that you love so much, that has sacrificed so much for you, they're suffering horribly in Mitzrayim. So the Jewish people are going to ask me, who sent you? What's his deal? Right? And Hashem's response is, I'll be what I'll be. What do you mean, I'll be what I'll be? I'm going to continue to be confusing. Sometimes I'll be loving. Sometimes I'll seem to be a source of strife in your life. What's your story? Who are you? And Hashem's response is, you got to play the long game. You have to believe, sometimes I'll look like this and sometimes I'll look like that. But as we say every day in Kabbalah Sol Machas Shemayim, which leads us into the Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Sometimes it's Hashem, it's Yud Kei Vav Kei, sometimes it's Elokeinu, but it's all Hashem Echad. I'll be what I will be. In other words, let's see it now how the Bas Ayin says it. Perish. Hashem says, I can be trusted. I take it upon myself to make sure that the wicked will not prosper long term. Right? That there's going to be a piraon. There's going to be payment. Hashem's going to collect. The people who need to receive, who've been waiting to get paid, the good tzaddikim, the righteous individuals, they're going to get paid. And the ones who Hashem needs to collect from, Hashem is going to collect. Right? That word, lifroa, right? Perua, is a lashon of bittul, like we had in this past week's parsha, where it says that the king of Mitzrayim, Paro, says to Moshe, right? Lama Moshe ba'aron tafriu asa'am imasav. Right? Why are you tafriu? Why are you what? The unkelis translates as bittul, right? Tevatlun. Why are you interrupting? Why are you being mevatel the Jews from their work? So this inyan of what? Lifroa, of collecting payment, is the inyan of what? Of being mevatel. In other words, Hashem has a very interesting way that he keeps score. Right now, it seems like Hashem is lifroa, he's punishing the tzaddikim. But that's really creating the possibility to pay them back much more later on. Why are tzaddikim collecting and collecting? They seem to be getting a lot of payments. This is all to be mevatel them, lasid level. So Hashem says, Ehaya asher ehaya. Ehaya to punish the reshaim. Gam asher ehaya litin schar tov letzadikim lasid level. So to the degree that a person has this das, has the level-headed mindset to understand this, so he's repulsed by all of the silliness of this world. He doesn't fall for the tricks of this world. He wants to be a bigger person. He focuses on the real things, to be zochet to a tanug bamas. He wants the real stuff. However, Amnama Yitzahara Nikra Paro Omeid Neged Bechinas Hadas Bechol Yom Asiso. But Paro, which is the Yitzahara, Paro, which is the back of the neck, right? Paro, which is not able to what? To see towards the future, towards the Olam Haba, deceives a person and brings a person to all sorts of silliness. And therefore, look at this Taich, it's beautiful. What does Paro say? Kol HaBen HaYilod HaYeora Tashlichu V'chol HaBas Tichayun. Paro says, let's destroy the ben, and let's what? Let's maintain the bas. What does that mean? What exactly is Paro suggesting? Perush olam haba nikra b'chinas ben. Now, I could have suggested the opposite, right? But like many things in Torah, it can be understood in different ways. Right? If I were to ask you, ben and bas, which one is olam haza, which one is olam haba? Right? Masculine and feminine. Is this world Zachar and the next world is Nekeva, or vice versa? I think you can make the case in both directions. I'm curious what your thoughts would be. What comes to mind if I asked you? Which way would you go? Yeah, go for it, Eliezer. Go for it.
I would say this world Olam HaZeh is Nekeva because it's Mekabel, Shefa from Olam HaZeh.
So you're saying this world is a world of Kiva and the next world is a world of what? Of Mash. What do you mean? What do you mean, Mashpia? We're going to be Mashpia. Who's Mashpia?
Olam Haba, meaning the Shemayim and those who encompass it, are Mashpia Shefa into this world.
So Olam Haba is Zachar because
they wish this whole entire world can exist because this entire world is Mekabel, that which Olam Haba is providing.
Right. I hear that. Okay, what else? What else could we say?
I thought also Kol HaBen HaYilod. I mean, I know we're dealing with Mem Beis here, but Ben is also a different acronym of the same name of Hashem. So I thought maybe you could say Kol HaBen HaYilod. Might be you can make a teich like that that somehow refers to I don't know. You could
right.
The Rebbe could be married.
Interesting. Yeah. Interesting.
Meaning Ben is the cousin of Mav, the brother or whatever. So.
Right. Interesting. Okay, so he says that Ben is Zachar, right? He says Olam Haba is Zachar, right? And he says because it's Bechinas Ikar, right? In a certain sense, we sometimes find that Ben and Bas, that masculine is more dominant, right? And for that reason, it's the Ikar, it's the main thing. Right? Even though you could say the opposite, you could say, what do you mean? A Jew is determined by the mother. Right? And certainly there's a realignment of Zachar and Nekeva, Lasid Lavo, which again is some of what we see in the confusion of the world today. Right? That realignment of the moon and the sun, of Zachar and Nekeva. So I would say in a certain sense, the song of the future is a feminine song. Right? But again, he's arguing that on a certain level, and Eliot's giving us a certain parish. Also Ben, right, with the nun sofit is 702. Is gematria Shabbos. Right, Shabbos is a me'in olam haba. So Ben represents something that's a taste of the world to come. So what does Paro say? Let's go pashat now. Paro says what? Take the Ben, take your olam haba, and throw it into the Nile River. Olam haza is bechinas bas she'eno ikar. Olam haba is Ben bechinas ikar. Vayitzahara. Paro says. Paro tries to seduce a person to say what? That take your Ben, take your Olam Haba. Well, Olam Haba, some theoretical world, some theoretical pleasure that you might get somewhere down the road. You can have a good time right now, right? Why have Motzei Shabbos when you can have Saturday night? You know what I'm saying? Like, go enjoy this world. Enjoy the time of Olam Haza. Hayora Tashlichu, throw it into the Nile River. Again, throw it, give it, forget your Olam Haba, toss it to the Egyptian gods. That's what the Nile River was. Hanushalola Sokba Bizet. Elagam habastich, akol habastichayun. Right, focus on the now, live in the moment. You know, YOLO. Like live it right now. Like what are you waiting for? Some theoretical pleasure, like some spiritual bliss. It's all theoretical. I have Taivas Olam Haza right here on my doorstep. What do I have to wait for some future existence? Haynu lasok bechinas bas, bechinas Olam Haza. Right, enjoy Olam Haza. Kol habastichayun. Right, live it up. So, this is the Indian of what? Of remembering Mitzrayim every day. Remembering Mitzrayim means realizing again, day in and day out, we're still battling this power, this Yetzirah. And it's omed neged b'chinas das, it's trying to rob us from the simple truth that a Jew has to live with, which is, this world is a corridor to the world to come. This is not it. We need to free our das to actualize that das. Again, let's go back to the way he explained this Indian of das. They had the das, but they didn't know how to use it. We're exactly the same. There's no person here who doesn't believe in Olam Haba, right? But we also don't know how to live that. We still make the choice to choose to kill the Ben and to live the bas. So that's a failure to actualize our das. That's part of the freeing of Mitzrayim that we're working on day in and day out of our lives. To the degree that we could free ourselves from this eitz of paro, this way of thinking, and he ends the piece with a beautiful zar. I never saw this zar before. It's gavaldik zar. The pasuk says in Micha, describing the final geula. Right? Like the days that you left Mitzrayim, so too you're going to see wondrous things when Mashiach comes. So the Zohar says, what do you mean the days you left Mitzrayim? Why does it say in the plural? The Zohar asks, Shahayelo lichtov ki yom tzeischa meret Mitzrayim. Right? Shabayom echad yatsu. They left on a single day. What do you mean ki mei? Like the days of. How many days did they leave? But the answer again is, like the Baal HaTanya says, as we mentioned the other day, it's not just b'chol yom v'yom, it's not just b'chol dor b'dor, chayev adam liro sasatzvom. B'chol yom v'yom, right? B'chol rega v'rega, every second of our life, we have to try to, what? It's this ongoing process of getting out of Mitzrayim. Haba'im Mitzrayim. We're still going back to Mitzrayim to be talking a little bit more. We re-enter that Kor HaBarzel to refine the gold a little bit more. And therefore, it's time and again. Ki b'chol yom v'yom shochai ya'odam tzarech letzeis Mitzrayim. We're trying to free our das a little bit more, a little bit more, a little bit more each and every day. And then we're able to celebrate that success. So with this, we understand again where we started. V'zeu ve'eile shemos b'nei Yisrael. Let's wrap up, final paragraph. Ve'eile miramis sheshem mem beiz yaredim Yaakov Mitzrayim. Again, the opening word of Chumash Shemos is ve'eile. You need the shem mem beiz, you need the bakasha, you need the tefillah, right, along with the Torah and the humility. Perish b'chinas das haniskar le'el. Shemirumeiz b'shnei shemos eke asher eke. Beautiful. What is he saying? What's the gematria of Ehaya? 21. What's Ehaya Asher Ehaya? Right? 21 plus 21 is 42. So we explain, what is that? That's the das to know that the good guys are eventually going to win and the Rasham are going to pay the price. And even though the journey itself is confusing and it's Hashem saying, I'll be what I'll be, you're not going to understand it in real time, but it's going to make sense. Maintain that das. So when the Jews went into Mitzrayim, Bechinas das zeh yarad im Yaakov Mitzrayim, the potential, the possibility of knowing this was there all along. They struggle to actualize it. When they finally were able to actualize it, that's when they free themselves from Mitzrayim. Perisha Yaakov hishrish bechinas das zeh b'Yisrael. Ve'aminu be'amunah shleima she'asir HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'gala. U'l'shalim schar tov l'tzadikim. That eventually that Ga'al Yisrael will take place. Right? We'll free ourselves once and for all from the Yitzhara, Gematria Ga'al Yisrael. El shalom hayu yecholim laharus pulasan l'chutz machmas hisgabris ha'Yitzhara. But the whole struggle of Mitzrayim was learning how to what? How to free oneself from that. Vizgabris shalvas ha'mitzrim, harishon, see the success of the evil Egyptians. Right, I'll just read you the last couple lines. Shenizgabru v'haysa yaldam tekifam ha'or. V'yisrael ha'tzadikim hayu begolos v'yisruim, the holy Jewish family was suffering. How could it be? Aval ikar hadas hayu li'yisrael machmas Yaakov shehichnis behem osu b'china. But Yaakov, again, hints to us on our way down to Mitzrayim, ve'eile shemos b'nei Yisrael, haba'im Mitzrayim ha'eis Yaakov, with Yaakov. You come to Mitzrayim, you have to find ways to hold on to the das. Again, the piece goes on, and it's quite a few pages more. But again, I think we learned something very, very beautiful this morning. So Hashem should help us. You know, whether we're in yeshiva or out of yeshiva, wherever we are, we need to learn Torah every day. We need to maintain a certain humility in a world where everyone's trying to build themselves up, often in a very gaivadik way. And of course, that leads to all of the chasing of the taivas olam haza. And again, first and foremost, ve'ela, you have to be a davener. You have to ask Hashem to help you to win this battle against Paro. All right, we should be zocha. He made tzeis chameretz v'tzayim, ran a neflos. We should be zocha to see the neflos of the final gula. Meher b'yamin amen. No, any ha'aras? Hosafos? Gematrias you found along the way?
I make a bakasha.
Yeah, make a bakasha. Go for it.
You take 2 minutes of your day to look at what I sent you on Friday, which talks about Das Moshe, Das Akut, Paro, Paro Ha'erev, whatever.
Sure, I didn't have a chance to look yet.
Yeah.
Okay. So, I'm going to do it right now.
First half is